Hello, my name is John Davey, and this podcast is for those looking to get into a career in coding and tech. And I've been helping people do that for the last several years. I operate out of Atlanta, and I've helped hundreds of individuals who may or may not have any tech experience transition into a career in tech.
My name is Ebony Nyanya. I've been in the IT industry for 7 years as a mobile developer, IT instructor, incident responder, cybersecurity manager, and founder of cybersecurityresourcesforwomen.com. I really enjoy helping people get into the IT field and figure out how to get exactly what they want out of it.
Thank you, Ebony. And thank you for just making some time to have this discussion. You know, when I first started thinking about podcasts, and who I would speak to for subject matter experts and just overall, you know, at a very minimum, my learning, you are one of the people at the top of the list. So thank you for making that time available.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I love spreading the word and helping people get into the IT field, which is really lucrative and has a lot of opportunities. So I'm happy to share any knowledge I have.
Same here. Ditto. So what's our conversation? Is a coding bootcamp worth it? That's such a loaded question. There's so much to unpack. When I think of a coding bootcamp, the first thing I think of right away is the prep. You know, going into that, what's my scenario? What's my situation? What's my hours of activity going to be? You know, am I working full-time while this is happening? Am I in the middle of studying for something else? So I think immediately of the word sacrifice, and I think of prep. Those are the two things that ultimately will lead to making a bootcamp worth it, but it's kind of the pain you have to pay. Am I just making things up, Ebony, or is that something that rings true?
Yeah, no, that's, you know, we're both bootcamp graduates. We have firsthand experience of what that feels like to grind pretty much for 3 or so months. We both have been our instructors or have been instructors. And so we've seen it from both sides. And so we know the sacrifice it takes and the prep that it takes to make a boot camp worth it. You know, is it worth it? You know, short answer off the bat, I'll say yes, but with an asterisk. You know, there's certain things you have to do in order to make it worth it. And you know, when you're talking about sacrifice, I mean, like you said, it's a loaded topic. There's a lot we can go into. There's a big old rabbit hole we can get into with it. But yes, my short answer, yes, but I want to get into, you know, what makes it worth it and how to make it worth it. Because from just the very start, research, you know, make sure you know why you're going, what kind of camp you're going to, the reputation of it. There's a lot that goes into making it worth it.
There is, you know, there's a big run up in terms of life setup. You know, if you're living solo, or if you're living with roommates, or if you're living with your spouse or significant other, if you have kids, you know, that's a whole side discussion in itself, especially, you know, young kids. And then of course the finance, right? A coding bootcamp typically will require a huge chunk of your time, and you might already have a huge chunk of your time in work and other, you know, financial generation activities, right? So we need to kind of talk about these sacrifices and how to kind of work the current sacrifices as well as the new sacrifices you're about to take on, kind of make a marriage of these situations and make it so that it still works out in your favor. And what you said about how to make it worth it, that research component, I think, is the first part. Listening to, you know, people like us, or scouring online, or talking to folks on LinkedIn, it really should help set expectations of what you need to do to cross that divide.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you are on LinkedIn, or if you've, you know, been on Reddit and looked at posts, you know, people's experiences, or even heard from friends, I mean, you just got to definitely know up front all the things that are involved, and that will go into what is going to be an investment. So if you're lucky, you know, you may get to go to a boot camp either on a scholarship or one that, you know, does not have a price tag associated with it, or you probably if you're 90% of people, you're going to go to one that costs thousands of dollars. I was one of those people. And so the sacrifice, one of the sacrifices is literally financial. You know, are you going to have to take a chunk out of your savings? Are you going to have to take out, you know, some of these you have to take out loans for if you don't have savings? I mean, how soon do you think you'll be able to pay that loan off, especially if you don't get a job immediately afterwards? So I know there's a lot of thoughts that are running through people's minds is how much is it going to cost me? How much actual cash am I going to have to put forward in order to, you know, make this dream a reality? So that's something you definitely have to keep in mind is what's going to be the financial sacrifice, especially if you're going to have to live off of savings while you're in the boot camp. If usually you can't work. So, you know, do you have enough savings that you may not be able to regenerate immediately, you know, that you feel is worth it to go ahead and sign up for the boot camp for?
You know, you're bringing memories back and not all of them are good. You know, I've encountered a lot of learners, folks in all types of situations, age ranges, races, genders, part-time, full-time, stay at home, all of the phrases. And one thing I've consistently come across is that those that are very eager to get out of whatever they're trying to get out of, you know, they will believe, and I understand the pain, they will believe that they can just, if they can just get in, they can make it work, specifically in a boot camp. However, we believe in prepping people and getting their expectations in check when it comes to their financial standing over the next 2 or 3 months, or as long as the program is going to run. And people will say, yeah, I got this. Or, yeah, I have a supporter and I'm good as long as I can get in. And I get it. I would probably in some scenarios do the same thing. But when that rent hits or that part-time job that you reduce from full-time is not making the cut, all of a sudden that financial pressure, plus the books, plus the coding, plus the practice, the laptop, getting to the class if it's in the real world, or, you know, making sure you have the right equipment in case the Zoom connection goes down again, that pressure builds up. And just not having that financial standing, or at least someone to hold you down for a couple of months, it can be a deal breaker in terms of success here.
Yeah, that you reminded me when you mentioned the laptop. I forgot when I joined my coding boot camp, I had to buy a MacBook. That was the first time I'd ever bought a MacBook. And so right off the bat, before even paying, you know, for tuition, I'm spending, you know, $1,000 over here on like, not even like top of the line MacBook, you know, just something that I'm gonna be able to use to download the, you know, the software that I need to be able to actually participate in the boot camp. So, you know, things like that, you're lucky if you get to go to a boot camp where maybe the laptop or technological fees are wrapped into, you know, your tuition, or if they'll provide you with one and you just, you know, hand it back. But that's something to consider. You might have to actually, you know, purchase your own tools, your own, you know, hardware.
Exactly. So we've got financial sacrifices. We have sacrifice in terms of just time and energy that goes in. I don't know. I mean, this doesn't sound like it's worth it at all. I'm ready to tap out right now.
I know. It's like, are we making people feel exhausted? It's like, oh, money, time. I think it's fair. It would honestly, neither us nor any type of technical or coding bootcamp would be doing any prospective students, you know, we'd be doing them a disservice if we don't tell them all this up front. You need to have this knowledge going into it to make sure you're not then caught off guard, like, oh no, my bank account's draining, or I'm in all this debt, or, you know, I can't make my rent, or my family's mad at me. You know, you should know about these things beforehand so you know how to manage them so that they don't become issues down the road.
Yeah, that the M word, manage. Yeah, that's what this is all about. Managing expectations, managing down the line. The day-to-day thought process of living day-to-day in this scenario, it doesn't work. At least it's definitely in the intro. At some point, you do get back to a baseline of day-to-day because you've got everything kind of on autopilot, so to speak. But to get there, you got to start thinking ahead. So boot camp's coming up next week. Let me look at my schedule. Let me see what's going on finance-wise. Who do I need to reach out to? Beg, borrow, you know, and steal, like the phrase says. But that goes into it. It sounds like we're coming up with some mechanisms with dealing with these so-called sacrifices. What about time? How can we make it worth it when time is being stretched? How do we go about, it's not asking, is it worth it, but making sure it is worth it when it comes to dealing with time management?
Well, for me, my personal experience and what I saw from people who were in my cohort, you know, years and years ago, and people that I've seen as students when I was an instructor, is preparation beforehand. So what really was my challenge when I was a coding bootcamp student was, and I even asked them, I was like, you know, should I be doing all this prep work? Because I was reading online, you know, I was on Reddit and, you know, whatever post, you know, would pop up on the first page of Google that, you know, people were talking about their experiences, you know, Google reviews and stuff like that. And, you know, people were saying, you know, make sure you prep beforehand. And so I asked them during my interview, like, should I be doing this and that? Like, I was getting kind of nervous. And I'm like, I haven't done it. And I'm like, I don't know if I have time to do it. And they're just like, oh, yeah, no, don't worry. We'll send you, you know, a couple of exercises that you'll do, you know, maybe a week or so before class. And then, you know, you'll be in class. That was horrible advice. Like, I know that they wanted to make the sale, you know, because that was a paid boot camp. They want to get the butts in the seats. But that was terrible advice. And honestly, they did me a disservice in not telling me, yes, you should go ahead and do X, Y, and Z. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you'll have the best success if you do this. You know, it ended up thankfully working out for me, but I had to work so hard during the boot camp, months after the boot camp. Like, I probably worked harder after the boot camp than during it, because I was taking courses on Udemy. I was just trying to wrap my head, because you're in the boot camp, you're getting a fire hose of information. They're just like, here's variables, here's structs, here's cloud. You know, you're getting all these terms. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. And you're building apps like right from day one. And so had I known all that stuff before, and had I had built up a little bit of muscle memory, and I would have been able to, number one, understood what they were talking about from the get-go, and then been able to have asked better questions. So managing time means, and stretching time means, taking time before the bootcamp even starts to familiarize yourself with whatever material you're going to be learning in your bootcamp. Like, those are the students, hands down, I've seen always, they're the top of the, they end up at the top. They're the top students finishing up.
Sounds like pre-boot for boot camp. That it's, you have to pre-boot for the boot camp, right?
Yeah, pre-boot camp. They're like, you set your own pre-boot camp up. You know, take some YouTube courses. You know, find a playlist on YouTube. Get on Udemy. Something. You got to. I mean, again, you can be like me. You can come in with hardly anything, but I suffered. Please don't suffer like me. Do the prep. Do the pre-boot work, and you'll come out on top. You'll be one of the top students.
As an instructor, I have to say, I've seen so much in terms of tech. I've read so much to, quote, be a better instructor and be able to better explain and understand and help students learn things. But my vantage point, it's hard to not know what an IP address is and look at it from that perspective and understand what they're not seeing. You know, like, yeah. I so over know it, I can't see what they're seeing. So that pre-boot, you know, taking the time to maybe find out what the course book is and reading it, or reading whatever is the equivalent, or taking one, a free Udemy class, or even pay like 10 bucks for one. That pre-boot helps get the learner, who, especially those that are not, you know, in tech beforehand, a lot closer to the instructor, and we can both see eye to eye. It's almost hard to come back down to that level of, what do you mean by cascading style sheets, right? Like,
right.
I'm like, what do you not mean by that, right? So, yeah.
Trying to get down to the level of you being in someone's dictionary. That gets really hard. It's really hard.
That's hard. So, yeah, so taking time to read, understanding, you know, that save up some money, or understanding of who's gonna, you know, maybe watch the kids on study nights and stuff like that, and working out a household kind of agreement plan, and getting people on your support, and understanding there's times that you need to isolate and study. Wow, okay, well, it sounds like we have a plan. It sounds like we have an understanding of how to make it worth it. When it comes to making it worth it, what do we mean? Like, okay, $16 an hour, $20 an hour? Like, what are we talking about here?
Going back to what I was looking for was you know, a full-time job that paid well, you know, minimum, you know, that was way back when. So I'm not really sure what the entry level for a software developer is at this point. I would hope it's higher, especially with inflation now. But you know, you're wanting it, and people are telling me too, I think even the kind of career lessons we were getting is, you know, don't settle for less than $30 an hour, you know, try for at least that. But yeah, just, you know, having a full-time job that allows you to be in a better position than you were in whatever you were coming from, be able to pay your bills, something that you enjoy, hopefully, you know, hopefully that's the main driver for going into, you know, a new field is because you actually enjoy it. But yeah, just hopefully lucrative, well-paying, being able to pay your bills. That comes with doing your own online research, asking around. Again, they may have a career person or a career program that will kind of help add to your education on that, but making sure that you get the stats on what's your entry level pay going to be, and then also making sure you can pass an interview. You know, what's the point of making it through a coding boot camp if they're also not going to help you pass a technical interview? That, to me, that's really the whole point, is you can't get the job if you don't pass the technical interview.
You know, that's a whole nother discussion. We might have to recap and talk about the right boot camp, right? You know, yeah. It's is it worth it? Yes. You got to find the right one. But yeah, just to kind of maybe preview that whole aspect of the career development piece. I deal with learners, and the majority of the week is focused on the tech, and then a day is focused on professional development. I tell them in class, hey, your professional development coach is the most important person in this process. Believe it or not, yeah, coding, yeah, this, that, and the third. You have to understand, it's still about marketing yourself. It's still about making yourself digestible into a new ecosystem. It's still about making yourself, I would like to work with her. I would like to work with him. It's still about making that mark. And some boot camps, you know, they kind of fall down in that area. And that's something that, you know, you need to kind of maybe do some more research in that prep part, understanding, you know, not just how to code or HTML and things of that nature, but also on the other side, what are they going to do with respect to my professional development during and after the program closes? Yeah. You know, you're investing real-time money, and usually it's time or money. You're doing both in a lot of these scenarios. So you really want to get the most bang for your buck.
Definitely. Yeah, when you're conducting your research on which boot camp to go to and looking at reviews, what's the strength of their career development program? Definitely something to look into, other than just stats on, you know, how many alumni or graduates get a job, you know, X months after the program. How good is their career development program? Are they able, do they have good relationships with employers to where they've got a pipeline to send their graduates?
That tech bootcamp / talent solution arm, I would always recommend take a look at, you know, who are they feeding from that program? So, and who are they working with and on the employer side? You know, we have experience working in an instructor environment, and we worked with the same learners. And, you know, is a coding boot camp worth it? I think of one learner, in particular, Anita. And Anita was was she maybe like 20, 21, 22 years old or something like that? She was really young. And she was a fashion blogger and, you know, 22 doing what 22 does, right? At one point in the program, I remember, you know, we did a check-in, and she kind of had a moment, and, you know, there was a lot of pressure at home, a lot of pressure to perform. Her parents, you know, they have high expectations. So, you know, she had that going on. She picks herself up. We talked to her, a little coaching, and rest is history. You know, she finishes with, you know, what she needs to do, and she gets into roles. You know, 8-10 months later, I'm sitting there, I'm checking emails, and I get some messaging about how she's in a six-figure role and doing this in cybersecurity and that. And I said, you know what? This, it just keeps happening over and over again. Absolutely, it's worth it. It's 100% worth it for so many reasons. Learning how to code, just to learn how to code, learning how to work with people, work on projects, seeing yourself do something that you have not done before, and manifesting the swag, the props you get when your friends and family and folks see that, you know, you're doing something in an arena that, you know, for a lot of us is typically not included us, and you're making headway there. And then the financial payoff, right? It's hard to find people to do hard things, whether that's, you know, drilling for oil or washing the windows on the 75th floor. You know, this coding stuff can get really hard, and there's a lot that's being asked, and there's more work and sacrifice, you know, even when you get the job. But yeah, one thing you're not sacrificing is your rent. You know, everything is looking a little good on that side, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. You keep seeing these stories about, you know, lack of candidates for, you know, this area of IT, that area of IT. You know, it's like there's not enough network engineers, there's not enough, you know, disaster recovery people, compliance people, you know, anything having to do with security, IT, there's a need. And yeah, it's a boot camp, if you make the correct preparations, is definitely worth it. How to make it worth it would be on the family aspect. Make sure that you prep them. You know, you have to have that sit down conversation with parents, grandparents, spouse, kids, you know, whichever family you're in communication with. I'm about to be away almost, you know, like almost like on an island for the next however many weeks. And even possibly even a little bit after that, as I, you know, work to get a job or try to find a job, if I don't find one before the end of my boot camp, I really like, please, 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 please understand that I'm gonna not be available. Like my head's gonna be in the books, I'm gonna be on my laptop a lot. You know, I'm gonna be going to different career events that they're possibly gonna hold. You know, just please understand that I need your support during this time. And also I would say, ask them to tell them, don't let me quit. Like, tell them, please don't let me quit, because I don't know if you felt the same way, John, but I was about to quit my boot camp. I think it was like, we already like 3/4 of the way done, I think. If I quit, I was barely gonna get any of my money back anyways. But I was just so just burnt out. And I was just like, man, this really is hard. I'm struggling. I'm worried about the future. You know, I just had too many thoughts in my head. And so I confided that in you know, a close friend. And she was just like, just quit. Go into the office, get your money, and just tell them you don't want to do anymore and leave. And I know she was, you know, thinking about me and my, you know, I'm coming in a desperate situation and sounding, you know, probably manic and whatnot. But that was bad advice. Honestly, it was a friend, but that was bad advice from a friend. So let them know, I'm going to want to quit. Please don't let me. Please talk me into staying, because I know in the long run, it's going to be worth it for me. It's going to be hard while I'm in it, but I know I'm going to regret it if I give up later. So please don't let me quit.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That is something that I think I'm going to impress upon people going forward as they enter into anything I'm associated with, or just if I happen to catch a wind of someone in my network. Every time I have a class, I spoke with an individual this week about this, and this is like 10 weeks into the program. And I'm just thinking, yes, it's 10 weeks. You probably have had 10 weeks of beatdowns and, you know, try and fail and more fail than try, you know, succeed and things like that. But first of all, you're 10 weeks in. What are you doing? Like, finish it out. It's, and then second, it's like that story or the adage or whatever. The person is digging for gold and for a long time, and they're just like, screw this. And they stop and they throw the shovel down and they walk away. And then someone else picks up the shovel, two more scoops, and it's like, boom, there's the goal. Like, you're right there. You are so right there. So, and the thing is, I can't catch that all the time, especially with remote. Sometimes I can see the body language in a class, but with remote, I can't catch that. And all of a sudden someone quits, and it's like, they had that person in the corner that just said, you told me you were going to say this in about week 5.
Yeah.
You're saying it. And I'm letting you know, don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. That they had, you know, you may think someone is looking out for you, and no, I love you, I don't want to see you in pain, but it's worse pain when it's years later and you're like, dang, I wonder where I'd be now if I would have just stayed on that path, you know? So, yeah.
You just brought up a full memory. I've got one of those back a long time ago where I did just that. I tapped out of a boot camp. I realized that, yeah. Totally forgot about that a lifetime ago, but yeah. And where would I be now? That type of talk, right? So yeah, so I would say, you know, just to kind of close things out a bit, you know, it's totally worth it. We've seen and we know and we are in contact and actually we both are success stories when it comes to, you know, a boot camp, a coding boot camp. We see this every day. We see these outcomes. We see people march themselves through this process and come out on the other side. And I never really hear anyone say, ah, that was a waste of time.
Or, right.
You know,
I totally wish I hadn't done it.
I wish I hadn't done it. It's the other. It's I wish I finished, or man, have you seen like what's in my driveway right now? It totally is worth it, you know? So yeah, I would just say it is absolutely worth it just to kind of officially put our answer on to this question. And, you know, so what makes it worth it, or how do we get to that desired outcome? You got to just think ahead. You got to not show up and expect the instructor and the program to kind of get your affairs in order. You know, weeks out, maybe 3-4 weeks, maybe, you know, you want to start to look at that schedule. What's my study plan? The class is 9 to 4, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. What am I doing Wednesday and Friday? What am I doing Monday night? How am I paying my bills? You know, are the people in my household, are they down? Do I have a loud situation? Do I need to be at the library a little bit more? Do I need to get a library card so I can use the Wi-Fi, or whatever the situation might be? So that prep going into it, financial, time, energy, and also reading ahead. Please don't look at the book the first day of the class.
Oh, no. Don't let that be the first time you hear any of the terminology. Like I said, you should have already been on YouTube, Udemy, something. And you said 3 to 4 weeks. I'd venture to say minimum 3 months. That may sound ludicrous, but I would say best people I've seen 6 months. I'm just like, dang, you already, you know, are you not coding already? Like, you should probably already be out there having a job. But when you start prepping that much earlier, at least on the technical side, you know, not talking about family stuff, but you are able to ask deeper questions. You understand the material more deeply. And so when you're asking questions, they're not silly things that, you know, are not really going to take you that far. You can ask deeper questions that you're like, oh, dang, if I didn't have access to this instructor that, you know, I just paid all this money for, or that I just sacrificed all this time for, you know, it might have taken me a week of Googling to figure this out. So. But yeah, on the family side, definitely prepping them well beforehand on what your new, you know, reality is going to be for the next several weeks.
That's a great phrase, the new reality. This is, you know, this is not a gig. This is a new reality that you're going to jump into. And that sacrifice and just making things work and just taking the time to prep, you know, to speak on that 3 month number. When I think of those that have gone really far, I think of individual Marvin, and this individual is really deep into network security. He works for a fintech company, a pretty large one at that. And I just remember when we would talk and we would have our talks while he was in my classroom, he would always say, I knew that this was a serious opportunity for me. I knew that I could have the ability to take my life into another arena, another level. And I read the book prior to the class. I pretty much did a lot of the work prior to the class so that when I'm in the class, it's a second look and I'm looking at it from a not so stressed frame of mind. I don't know this, I don't know that. I know that, but let's dig a little bit more into that. And when people take that extra time to kind of pre-train before going to the boot camp, it makes things so much easier. They call it a boot camp because there is a boot that's kicking your butt, you know, and it's every day, right?
Yeah. And didn't he end up being the valedictorian of his class?
Yes.
Of his cohort?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, he did not do tech before. He worked in non-tech jobs, but the work ethic and the understanding of the game plan, the roadmap, what it takes is what got him to be the techiest of the tech nowadays.
Right. Because I'll just add this. I think as much as, you know, people are seeing people build life, what seem to be, what look like will be lifelong friendships and really strong rapport, they're your competitors. You're in a cohort of 20 or so. Each one of them is going after jobs now, and the program that you joined, the company you've joined, the organization, they've spit out a few more cohorts before you. And so you're having to see it as, this is my competition. How do I get an edge on the competition? I prepare. I make sure I come in with a good level of knowledge so I can ask the deep questions. You know, I can make the most of this time that I have here with the instructor and come out ahead. You know, they're your friends, but they're also trying to go to the same job interviews that you are.
That is true. You're working with people that are basically trained to go after the same job as you, and you've both been training for sometimes 10 plus weeks. So it's the ultimate job blood sport, so to speak.
the job squid game, yeah.
Yeah, squid games, sense. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's a squid game. That's such a great, I want to talk about Netflix and stuff like that sometimes too, but that's for another day. But that was such a great show. I was caught all the way to the end, just like, oh my God, what's going to happen? You know? So yeah, but yeah, it's definitely like a Squid Games. So yeah, it's just prep going into it. You don't want to show up day one, like, okay, teach me. Like, you kind of want to go in, okay, I got the basics down. I also took care of some of my financial stuff. I cleared my schedule. I dropped down to part-time. The spouse, the husband, the wife, they're going to kind of hold, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then when I come through with the money, I'll hold them down so they can go do their thing, you know, kind of make it an agreement. And then, yeah, we've seen the success. We've seen it numerous times. It'll happen again and again. These boot camps, they're not here for jokes. You know, they are providing employers with talent. So it is a real thing and it's totally worth it. Just want to say thanks to everyone that's taking time to listen to the podcast, our musings. Thank you to Ebony for stopping by, providing her expertise and her understanding of the landscape as we see it. Look forward to more postings of this podcast. We'll talk more about finding that next tech job or that first tech job. You know, all the things, the tips and tricks and strategies that go into getting that desired outcome. Take care and have a great day. Thank you to Ebony Nyenya for stopping by and sharing her amazing insights. I really appreciate Ebony, and I look forward to hearing more from her. Check out cybersecurityresourcesforwomen.com. This is where you'll get educational resources and career guidance to help you enter, remain, and grow in the thriving and opportunity-rich cybersecurity industry. Don't forget to follow us, Tech or Die, on Twitter so you'll know when the next episode drops.